Why is there a need for another Bible translation? Believe it or not, all translations are not created equal. One glaring deficiency is in the vast majority of translations is a contextual presentation from a Jewish perspective of the gospel. There are various perceptions that include a negative view towards the Jewish people in relation to the gospel. In essence, we are viewed as the aliens and foreigners of the gospel, and that it is the church with whom the new covenant is made. This way of thinking stems from early church leaders such as Justin Martyr, Marcion, Origen, and Eusebius. The influence of these individuals created a negative bias for future translators of Scripture. When looking at the King James Version, the New Covenant writings depict the Jews in a negative light. With all of its poetic splendor, the King James Version has been for centuries the gold standard by which all other Bibles are judged. However, as a Jewish person, I found it challenging to read because of this implied negativity. It is not the material that is the problem, but the bias of the translators. If you are human, you have a bias towards something or someone. Whether that bias is positive or negative depends on the matter. What gets lost in most translations is that the message of the gospel is one continuous revelation. Unfortunately, this continuous revelation is lost by the simple yet unassuming inclusion of a single page in the Bible. That page has two words on it, New Testament. It is this page that disrupts and separates the continuous revelation of God's message. It is so distinct that the anomaly of Gentiles coming to faith in the Jewish Messiah and how they are to be received has done a complete 180-degree shift. And the issue of the day is, what do we do with these Jewish people accepting Jesus? Even in spite of translation bias and erroneous teachings, when you peel away the layers, it is still a Jewish message. Unfortunately, much is lost when the presentation removes the Jewishness of the culture for which Yeshua was born into. Enter Dr. David Stern, who in 1989 published the Jewish New Testament, a translation of the New Covenant writings, infusing Jewish insight, names, and terminology with the intent of conveying the Jewishness of the gospel message. To quote one of my congregants, "Yeshua was born a Jew, lived as a Jew, died as a Jew, and will return as King of the Jews." More next time. If you have been blessed with this segment and would like to support our efforts with a tax-deductible gift, you can send your offerings to Jewish Heritage Revival, 12 Liberty Lane, Unit 68, South Portland, Maine, 04106. In supporting this broadcast, you are also supporting Maine's first and only Messianic Jewish synagogue. Feel free to send your questions and comments to info@jewishheritagerevival.com. Past segments of Messianic Perspectives are archived on our website, shalommaine.com. So until next time, when we will continue our journey into Messianic Perspectives, Todah and Shalom. Thank you for listening.